am Alexander B. Stevens. This is the brand new up and coming podcast entitled, What Is He Thinking? The sometimes uncomfortable, sometimes politically incorrect, but always sincere and truthful podcast for the benefit of women from the perspective of men. You've got questions? I've got answers. The voice you hear tickling your ear is that of Alexander B. Stevens. You're listening to the brand new podcast, What Is He Thinking? This is the podcast where I try to pull the curtain back and reveal to you the mindset, the mentality that men have with various different issues and elements of dating and relationship. The topic I wanted to tackle today, the information I wanted to share with you, the insight that I wanted to give you is in regard to dating. More specifically, this podcast is entitled, What Men Look For on a First Date. What Men Look For on a First Date. Now, some of these items that I'm going to talk about are going to be items that we might not get to on the first date, but we will look for or search for or try to figure out by the second date if we didn't do it on the first date. What men look for on a first date. Before I get to the list, which is not in any order of importance, I just wanted to share with you men's general dating philosophy. One, men do not ask out, pursue, or date any woman that they do not want to see up close and personal in her birthday suit. If they're not attracted to you physically enough to do the horizontal polka, then they're not asking you out. So that is on the table, or at least on his mind, from moment one. The thing is, the guy goes on the date to try to determine, is that all he wants, or does he want more? Is she cool enough for me to want to actually be friends with her and get to know her? Or is she just an attractive body with a spirit that I do not agree with or a personality that I do not enjoy? Is she somebody I could potentially build with? Or is she just somebody to have fun with? Should I take her seriously or I just play with her? That's what a man is deliberating in his mind during the first date. That and, of course, he wants to make it to the promised land sooner rather than later, and he is trying to figure out if you feel the same way that he does. So I'm telling you right now, if he's asking you out, then he already is showing his cards that he obviously feels like you two should be practicing on baby making, but he's going on a date to see if he wants to do anything else with you beyond that and to see if you feel the same way. Another tidbit on the dating philosophy and mindset of a man is that in general, men aren't looking for a reason to stop talking to you or looking for a reason to quit dating. They are kind of the opposite of that. We're more so looking for a reason to continue to talk to you or to continue to date you, at least continue to date you until we get to the end zone, if we determine that you're the type of woman we don't want more than that with. But nevertheless, in general, in my opinion, most women are looking for deal breakers. They're looking for red flags. And if they see one, they're out of there. But men, especially depending on what level of attraction he has that particular woman in, men are looking for a way that it could work. Okay, well, she only has one baby daddy. Maybe I could hang in here and see where this goes. Well, she lives 2 hours away. I mean, maybe we could take turns every other weekend seeing each other in the midpoint. Well, she works a lot and she's going back to school, but maybe if we Zoom on Tuesdays, FaceTime every other Thursday, and I get to eat brunch with her on Saturdays, maybe if I do that until the semester is over, we could somehow work this out. That's the philosophy of a man that is interested in a woman. He's trying to see, despite the obstacles that have been presented to him or that he comes across, he's trying to figure out a way that it could possibly work. Y'all could make things happen. He's not looking for the first exit. Men who make a quick exit when dealing with a woman are either players who only wanted that woman for one thing and she's taken too long to give him that one thing, or men who have lost all hope. There's some series of deal breakers or uncooperation, disagreeableness or some huge multiple red flags that make things impossible and illogical to pursue any further. So that's a Cliff Notes version of the generic male dating philosophy. Yes, he wants to make love to you. He just wants to figure out, does he want to do anything beyond that? And he wants to figure out if you also are physically attracted to him too. And in general, he's trying to figure out a way to make it work or how it could possibly work. He's not looking to.
Exit! Stage right!
All right, enough of that. Time to get to this list. The first thing that men look for on a first date is if she is on time. Is she on time? Does she respect our time? If she shows up late, that's a sign that she does not respect our time. And there's nothing under the sun that is more important than respect. Now, if she's running a little bit behind, is she keeping good communication with us, letting us know what's going on, giving us a good ETA on when we should expect her to arrive? Or is she not communicating at all or being evasive and dodgy? Does she expect us to wait on her as if she is some royalty and we're a peasant, just so thankful and privileged to have a moment in the same room as her? What's the mentality there? What's going on? Is she 5 minutes late? Not a big deal. 45 minutes late? Yes, big deal. Beyond being late, does she last minute cancel? Or is she trying to last minute change the plans or last minute reschedule? Any of those previous three things that I just listed are things that could terminate your romantic interactions and dealings with a man before they even start. A lot of men, especially men who are accomplished and men who have options, do not really put up with last minute cancellations and last minute rescheduling. It's a sign of you valuing other things more than the opportunity to get to know him and the opportunity to pursue love or whatever with him. It's also a potential sign of you not being able to budget your time, you not being responsible and able to handle your schedule, and that's something a man doesn't want to deal with. Or it's just a sign that you have low to medium low interest, and a lot of guys do not want to deal with that either, because taking things from zero to a relationship, taking things from perfect strangers to long-term lovers, is already an arduous task. It's already climbing uphill. You being uncooperative or you being extremely late or trying to reschedule a date is like me putting a 100-pound backpack on my back as I try to scale this mountain. Most guys just aren't gonna deal with it, especially in this swipe left, swipe right culture that we currently live in. So the first thing men look for on a date is how punctual she is and her communication level and quality if she is not punctual. The second thing men look for on a first date is her appearance, her physical appearance. This is all encompassing. We're looking at the effort that we feel like you put in your overall presentation and appearance. We're looking at the grooming. We're looking at your smell, your scent. We're looking at your style. And we're also just looking at your physical form and your physical beauty. This is a first date. If we met you in person and exchanged information before we set up this date, then that means we've only seen each other once. We know we're attracted to you, unless we would not have asked you out in the first place, but we have halfway forgotten what you look like. Why? Because some days have passed? Because we only spent that 1 or 2 minutes together? Or because the average single guy, in order to get a successful date, has to approach so many women? When these are women you don't know, it gets difficult to keep them all straight. If we met online or if we exchanged online information, sure, we might have seen some pictures on your dating profile or on your Instagram, but pictures might say 1,000 words, but in person, in the flesh, three-dimensional, live action viewing is worth 1,000 books. Anyway, we're looking closely at your physical appearance in order to be reminded of what made us want to ask you out in the first place. And we also are looking at your physical appearance because a woman's physical appearance, especially a woman that we don't know, is basically the motivating factor. It's the instigator. It's the gas in our engine that propels us forward and gives us the excitement, energy, and motivation to pursue, plan dates, go on dates, lead, pay, things of that nature, things that women like. Without the motivation, without the gas in the engine of the boat, things aren't going to go anywhere. So the first thing we look at once the date actually starts is your physical appearance. I would highly suggest that on your first 3 to 5 dates, you look as good as you can possibly look. You take things to the highest level you can physically while still being venue appropriate for the date. All right, let's move on. The third thing that men look for on a first date is we look at the way our date carries and comports herself. We look at the way our date carries herself, especially when it comes to other people. How does she treat the valet, the hostess, the doorman, the waiter if we're at a restaurant, the ticket taker if we're at a show? How does she treat people who are seemingly unimportant to her? You know, how does she treat people that are in service to her? Is she dismissive? Is she arrogant? Mean-spirited? Is she sweet? Nice? Appreciative? How does she treat strangers? Beyond that, we're paying attention to her general aura and vibe. Does she have an off-putting vibe? Does she have a standoffish vibe? Does she have an aura of arrogance or an aura of peace? An aura of discontent? An aura of insecurity? An aura of warmness, excitement, pleasure? What's her general aura? We're looking at the way she carries herself. Is she under control or hot-headed? Is she overly passionate and seem like she could go off the deep end at any moment? Or is she always in control of her thoughts and emotions? We're out and about and having fun. Is she getting drunk? Or does she know her limits? Is she in control or out of control? The last thing a man wants to deal with is an out-of-control woman, especially on a first date. But in general, there's no point in time that a man wants to deal with an out-of-control woman or a woman who cannot control herself, because the means and methods that he has at his disposal to try to assist her in getting in control are basically zero in the 21st century. So we're looking at the way she carries herself and her self-control level. Lastly, we're looking at how she carries herself and how she comports herself when it comes to what she says about people that aren't around. Does she talk about the server? Does she talk about other people that are there in a negative way? Is she gossiping about our mutual friends or acquaintances, if we have some? How does she talk about her exes? Are they all dogs? Was everything their fault? Is she dwelling on the exes? Or does it sound like she's moved on? Does she have any accountability in any of these past failures? Or is she a victim? Does it seem like me, the new guy, does it seem like I'm going to have to pay for their sins or not? We're looking at all these things when it comes to this third. The fourth thing we're looking for on a first date is we're trying to gauge how easy it is to talk to you and how smoothly the conversation flows. Is it a start and stop struggle to talk with you? Or does it seem like we've known each other for months, if not years? Does this conversation feel like an interview or a give and take where we're learning each other? Do I feel like I'm sitting in the police precinct underneath that single bulb dangling light that's making me perspire? Or do I feel like I am just talking with a friend that I haven't seen in a while? When I ask her a question, does she open up and give elaborate, thorough answers? Or are they short and ambiguous? Does she seem equally as interested in giving answers as she is in seeking answers? Does she only want to talk about herself? Or is she interested in me? Does her questions seem like she's just trying to get information out of me so she can cross-reference my qualifications with her checklist that she has in men? Or is she genuinely trying to get to know me and all questions are within the flow of conversation and on topic? Does it seem like she's just trying to gauge my finances and earning potential? She's trying to gauge my ability to spoil her? Or is she asking what makes me unique and what makes a potential us intriguing? Is she asking about what kind of fun things we can do together? Or is she on her phone? When I make a joke or attempt to be humorous, does she catch it or does it go over her head? Does she laugh or does she snarl or does she act offended? Us men, we're looking at these things. If you act offended at one of our jokes, we'll think that you are uptight and not really interested in having fun. If it goes over your head, we might not view you as that intelligent. If you miss it altogether, we'll think you're either not paying attention or not that interested. If you can play a little tennis with us and hit the ball back over the net and say something fun and interesting back to us, then all the better. So, fourth thing we're looking for is how smoothly does the conversation flow and how genuine is it? Are things natural on topic or are they awkward and herky-jerky? The fifth thing men look for on a first date is, Do we have things in common? We're looking for things in common. Now, a guy who isn't thinking long term, he's not even considering marriage, and he only wants something short term or something physical, he's just going to be checking for entertainment type things, hobbies and interests. He just cares about if y'all have those things in common or some of those things in common or not. But if a guy is in a serious mindset and he's dating seriously, or he wants to potentially consider you as a serious option, not only will he do the shallow, do we have the same type of entertainment and hobbies in common, but he also will try to determine through conversation your principles, long-term goals, strong ideological stances, and politics. Are you a social justice warrior, feminist, conservative, liberal? What are your opinion on race issues, gender dynamics, family dynamics, etc., etc.? A man who is serious and taking you seriously is going to try to find out these things to see how they align with his own beliefs. He might not do that on the first date, but he will do it early on in the dating process. The sixth thing that we look for is, how fun are you? Are you flirty or serious? Fun or reserved? Humorous or dry? Are you lighthearted or a drain? Are you an optimistic woman or pessimistic? Are you generally positive or neutral? Or even worse yet, negative? Are you more laid back, or are you a go-getter type A personality? Are you overly serious, no sense of humor, acting like you're at the job or at an internship and not that you're enjoying your social life? Exactly how fun are you? Because the last thing a man wants to be around is a woman that he can't have fun with, or a woman who isn't fun. When I say fun, I'm talking about it in a sense, not necessarily the bedroom. Speaking of the bedroom, let's go on ahead and move to item number 7. The 7th thing that men look for on a date. Remember that this list is not in any particular order, except for the first couple things. Items 3 through 7 are not in any particular order. 7th, we're looking for if it seems like we have sexual chemistry or not. During the conversation, is there deep eye contact? Is there any playful touching? Or is there a lack of eye contact and cold body language? Is she being kind of distant, or is she leaning in trying to get closer? Does she act uncomfortable or pull away when I make physical contact with her? Maybe put my hand on the small of her back as she walks by me, or maybe put my hand on her leg gingerly for half a split second when I'm making a point. Is she kind of pulling away, pushing me away? Or is she being warm and receptive to those touches and shoot, maybe even returning the favor? Is she being fun and flirty or not? Can we cut that sexual tension with a knife? Or does it seem like I'm out with my sister, or I'm out with some male acquaintance, and it's just completely platonic, or even worse, we're just gritting our teeth and bearing it while we're in each other's presence? Is there sexual chemistry? No man asks you out if he does not want to go to the bedroom with you. So if he's on a date with you and there's no type of nonverbal sign that you're interested in going to the bed with him, then it kind of defeats the purpose of everything. I'm not saying everything is about putting the plug into the wall outlet, but if there's no hint, if there's no tension, if there's no possibility that it could happen in the future, then what's the point? What exactly are we doing here? That guy did not ask you out in order to gain a platonic pal, but not any regular platonic pal, a platonic pal that he's gonna have to sponsor and pay for all social outings? No. No man is interested in that. Just a little tidbit, by the way, when it comes to incidental touching, playful touching during a first date. If a man doesn't do this at all, if a man doesn't touch you or try to touch you at all after the introductory hug, he either, one, has no interest in you at all, which you could probably tell by other methods, not just the fact that he isn't touching you, or two, the more likely option is he is inexperienced with women, but he is smitten by you. So take this knowledge with a grain of salt and use it wisely. If a guy's afraid to touch you, then that doesn't mean he hates you most of the time. Just means he's inexperienced with women, but he really, really likes you. So if you're the touchy-feely type, then hey, you can go in for a hug. You can kind of let him know it's okay. Pat him on the shoulder and do all the little innocent types of touching that women can do on a first date to kind of calm his nerves. Or you can just dismiss him because he's inexperienced with women, and a lot of women don't like that, but hey, it's up to you. That's just a little peek behind the curtain. Anyway, those are the top seven things that men look for on a first date. Some of these things men are looking for on the second and third date also. But hey, it is possible that all these things could be evaluated on the first date. So to go over that list again, first, her timeliness. Second, and very important, her appearance. I highly suggest that the first 3 to 5 dates you have with a person, you are as attractive as possible if you're interested in them. The third thing is we're looking at how she carries herself, especially when it comes to other people, whether it's other people at the restaurant or people who aren't around. How does she talk about other people? How does she treat people? Fourth, we're trying to gauge how easy it is to talk to her. We're gauging and evaluating the conversational flow. Fifth, we're trying to see what things we have in common. A guy who's shallow, a guy who's serious-minded is going to try to talk about more serious subjects. And a guy who just wants companionship and XXX will just talk about shallow subjects. Either way, we're going to try to figure out what we have in common and what we don't. Item number 6, we're just in general trying to evaluate how fun you are to be around. Personally, I always say that I would want to marry a woman I can have fun doing nothing with. If we can have fun doing nothing, then of course we'll have fun doing fun things. And for this reason, it's probably part of the reason that many guys only go on dates and do extravagant things because women expect it or women want it. But if left up to us, we would do very simple, inexpensive things and see how things went. Because if they went well when Netflix and chilling or we're just having coffee at Starbucks, then of course it's going to go well at the concert. It's going to go well at the comedy show. It's going to go well when we're hiking or whatever. So keep that in mind. And item number 7, we're trying to evaluate and identify if the two of us have sexual chemistry or not. So those are the 7 things that we look for on a first date. In conclusion, and in general, men, when dating, are not looking for a red flag or a glaring reason to not date you or to stop talking to you. We are looking for reasons it could work. It might work. We're looking for reasons to continue our romantic pursuit, whether it's work on a strictly casual physical level or work on a deeper level. In general, men aren't trying to throw the towel in early on when it comes to dating a woman. But if a red flag arises, it will be handled accordingly. Things that are glaring reasons that would cause us not to want to continue to date you would be, for example, you misrepresenting yourself on an online dating profile or something. You took certain pictures with certain filters from certain angles, or all your photos are like 5 years old when you were 25 pounds lighter and better looking, and we meet you and you're obviously a notch or two below how you physically represented yourself online. That'll be something that'll run us off. Another thing that will run a guy off is if he's serious-minded and he delves into some of those deeper issues that I spoke of before, and y'all just have views that are diametrically opposed to one another. Out of the list of 7, I would say for a first date, numbers 2, 4, and 7 are probably the most important things. If we give you 5 stars in those categories, then even if the other categories aren't ideal or we don't really get a chance to evaluate the other categories, we'll still ask you out on a second date and at that point determine and look closer at item number 3, 5, and 6. Before I leave you, just a couple more first date tips. Tip number 1, your first date should not even know that you own a cell phone. And when I say he should not know that you own a cell phone, I mean he shouldn't ever see it. If you normally eat with your phone on the table, I suggest putting it in your purse. You shouldn't be checking text messages, responding to text messages, surfing the net, or making any calls while you're on a date. If you just can't go 2 hours without playing on your phone, then of course excuse yourself to the restroom and return a couple texts or check Instagram or whatever you have to do because you're addicted to the internet. But one of the quickest ways to turn a guy off is to be looking at your phone or for your phone to be blowing up while he's trying to converse with you and show you a good time. And tip number 2 is always be appreciative and polite. The two of you are strangers. He doesn't owe you anything. The planning of the date, the purchasing of the items, the paying the bill, these are all favors that he doesn't owe you. So whether he's a good guy or not, at the very least, you should be polite, respectful, and appreciative of him giving you gifts that you didn't do anything to deserve. So be attentive and off your phone. Be appreciative of the kind gestures and the money that he's spending on you. I suggest that at the end of every date that you have, especially the beginning dates, that you text him a thank you for taking you out and showing you a good time. That's just general good policy and procedure that you should make a part of your dating lifestyle. Last tip is that it is always impressive to a man for you to sincerely offer to pay for a portion of the date, or to just take initiative and pay for a portion of the date, whether that is you get the snacks after he bought the movie tickets, or whether that's you got the tip after he paid the tab, or you got the Uber, or whatever. If you invest some kind of finances into the date that he thought that he was going to have to pay for completely himself, he's going to look at you in a brighter light. Because the overwhelming majority of women go out on a first date with their wallets at home. The majority of women go out on a first date expecting to not contribute at all financially. So if you do something that most women don't do, then you automatically will stand out. So there you have it. What men look for on a first date. Be on time. Be looking your best. Carry yourself in a classy, appreciative, respectful manner. Flow with the conversation. Be as eager to learn about him as you are to talk about yourself. Be open about your hobbies and your core values so he can determine what you guys have in common. Be fun and be flirty, especially if you like the guy. Do these 7 things, and the guys you're interested in going on a second date with will ask you for a second date at a higher percentage now than at any point in your dating past. All right, that should just about wrap things up. I appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to what I have to say. And if you found any part of this episode helpful, thought-provoking, or intriguing, please share it with a friend. The more people I can help, the better I feel within. If you have any questions, any suggestions for new topics for me to discuss in the future, or if you need any clarification on anything I have spoken on, please just shoot me an email at whatishethinking@gmail.com. whatishethinking@gmail.com. Or you can send me a message via my Anchor website. All you need to do is go to anchor.fm/whatishethinking/message. anchor.fm/whatishethinking/message. Go there, leave me a couple words, and if it's constructive, I will definitely get back to you or keep your thoughts in mind when I record future podcasts. And never forget, I'm not here to tickle your ear. My only goal is to tell you what you need to know. I'm not here to offend. I just want to see you win with men. Well, until we meet again.